WMRA News, I'm Calvin Penn. The closure of Spirit Airlines is already being felt in Virginia. Governor Abigail Spanberger has signed legislation that would help plaintiffs in class action lawsuits. Expensive upgrades are delaying energy to Virginia's power grid, and UVA Health announced a new wireless pacemaker. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, May 4th. Spirit Airlines is no more. As Dean Mirshahi with partner station VPM News reports, the airline's closure was felt at airports across the country, including Richmond's.
Spirit announced on Saturday that it was shutting down and all flights were canceled. The low-fare airline offered customers a cheaper flight option for the last 34 years. In a statement, the company said it couldn't survive sudden oil price hikes. Thousands of Spirit flights were canceled over the weekend, leaving passengers stranded and scrambling for new flights. Spirit flights at Richmond International Airport started in 2018. Spokesperson Troy Bell says Spirit typically had one flight to Fort Lauderdale and one to Orlando out of RIC each day. He said other airlines offer the same routes, but
it's always a sad day when you see an airline come to an end.
Experts predict higher prices for flyers because other airlines don't have to try to compete.
Dean Mirshahi reporting. Governor Abigail Spanberger is considering the fate of a bill that could help people recover damages in court. Radio IQ's Michael Pope has the story.
Big-dollar class-action lawsuits often grab headlines, although those are all federal cases. Class-action lawsuits are forbidden in state courts, for the most part denying access to people who are not seeking huge dollar amounts under state law. Victoria Horek at the Legal Aid Justice Center says that allows low-income people to be nickel-and-dimed by predatory Virginia businesses.
I think there's kind of a narrative that this bill was just going to benefit, like, big class-action lawyers, and there are certainly very wealthy class-action lawyers out there. But this bill is actually about smaller class actions that come under state law. Those lawyers are already making a lot of money in federal court. This is about average people getting into the court system.
Senate Majority Leader Scott Surovell introduced legislation to allow class action lawsuits in state courts for the last 6 years. This year, he got the bill to the governor's desk, but she made some amendments, he says, gutted the bill. And he says she blindsided lawmakers with proposed changes she never raised during the General Assembly session.
Typically, we expect the governor to let us know what their position is during session, and if they have changes to bills, that they make it known during session. So we have an opportunity to talk about it in public and vet the language in public, allow the public to react and provide testimony or criticism or support if they like it or don't like it.
That never happened. So lawmakers rejected her amendments. Now she's got a choice to make. Sign the bill, veto it, or allow it to become law without her signature. I'm Michael Pope.
Spanberger has also signed legislation that could tighten safety standards for rideshare services in Virginia and accelerate new requirements for driver vetting, identity verification, and in-ride protections. The Virginia Mercury reports that the two House-sponsored bills target companies such as Uber and Lyft and the drivers who use their platforms. Advocates say the changes would close gaps in screening practices and respond to ongoing safety concerns tied to the rideshare industry. Under the new law, companies must offer the option for in-app audio and video recording during rides and implement stronger identity verification for drivers before their accounts are activated and at regular intervals afterward. The bill also expands disqualifying offenses and prohibits drivers from sharing accounts or login credentials. The legislation creates civil penalties for companies and drivers who violate the requirements. Fines will be directed to the Virginia Department of Motor Vehicles to help administer enforcement. Those provisions were originally subject to a reenactment clause, which meant lawmakers would have needed to approve the bill again during the 2027 General Assembly session before the law could take effect. State leaders removed that delay in the bills signed by Spanberger. Uber supported the legislation, marking a shift after the company and Lyft pushed back against proposed safety regulations in other states last year. A new analysis shows costly upgrades to infrastructure are delaying much-needed energy from getting to Virginia's electric grid. WHRO's Catherine Hafner has more.
The regional grid operator called PJM assigns network upgrades to developers or utilities trying to connect power projects. Then those builders have to pay for things like transmission lines and substations. More than 80 power plants have dropped out of the process since 2018, mostly solar and battery storage projects. They would have been able to power more than 1 million homes. Here's Claire Langree with the nonprofit Natural Resources Defense Council, which did the analysis.
It would be like if we had a brand new high-speed train that's constructed and ready to go, and then we find out that the rails underneath can't support it because they're cracked and outdated.
The problem is especially stark given Virginia's surging energy demand. But Langree says solutions are out there, such as new technologies that could make the electric grid more efficient and better long-term planning.
That was Katherine Hafner with partner station WHRO. Meanwhile, air conditioning costs are expected to rise again this summer. The National Energy Directors Association projects the average electricity cost to cool homes between June and September will reach $778, an 8.75% increase from last year. The association attributes the increase to warmer temperatures and higher electric rates. Projections show a significant impact in the South due to higher temperatures and widespread air conditioning usage. South Atlantic states, including Virginia, are expected to see average cooling bills increase by more than $100 between June and September. Virginia Senator Tim Kaine's ongoing efforts to force a vote on a war powers resolution have failed again. In 1973, Congress passed a law saying that it must declare war within 60 days beginning a military conflict. That deadline passed Friday, 60 days after the U.S. and Israel launched a war against Iran. Kaine spoke to Virginia reporters before Thursday's vote.
We just need to keep forcing all senators to go on the record. The Constitution clearly prohibits war without a vote of Congress, except if it's undertaken by the president in the imminent defense of the United States. And even then, it's supposed to get an authorization.
Two Republicans voted with Democrats, but it failed with 47 votes. All Virginia regions are currently experiencing some form of drought. Most of the Commonwealth is in a severe drought, while some south-central regions are experiencing extreme drought conditions. Some localities in Virginia have issued voluntary water conservation notices and mandatory water restrictions. Doctors at UVA Health have become the first in the Mid-Atlantic to implant a new wireless pacemaker in patients. Seaville Right Now reports that Dr. Oliver Monfredi, an electrophysiologist specializing in heart rhythm disorders, addressed the media about the breakthrough over the weekend. Monfredi explained that the new leadless pacemaker system, YCRT, uses sound waves transmitted to a tiny electrode placed in the heart's left ventricle. The procedure involves implanting both a generator and a battery under the skin, along with an electrode, and can benefit heart failure patients who require resynchronization pacing. Monfredi added that this technology could benefit patients who have had tricuspid valve interventions, as it avoids the complications associated with traditional pacing leads in that area. For WMRA News, I'm Calvin Penn. Thanks for listening. Have a great day, and may the 4th be with you.